Em dasyami maysay karasa zeche zeche lemase bereshis em dasyami maysay karasa zeche
zeche
lemase Chendas yame maysa kayasa zeyre zeyre lemase bereshit chendas yame maysa kayasa zeyre zeyre lemase bereshit chendas yame maysa kayasa zeyre zeyre lemase bereshit chendas yame maysa A cover of Shlomo, a cover of Ben, a cover of everyone here. Thank you so much. I think we're going to appoint him to lead us with a niggun every week. No pressure. That's the Hashem.
It's okay, maybe we
start like 10 minutes. 10 minutes earlier. Start with the time of the gunim. I love it. Let's do it. I'm definitely down. Our learning should be in tzchus for Shlomo, very much for Shlomo, for Sarah Bas Chana. Everything should go well, Bez Hashem. And Hashem should bless her, and everything should be b'siyat d'shmaya. Also for Shlema, for my aunt, Rivka Gold Bas Yehudis, for my grandma's yartzeit, which is yesterday, Yehudis Bas Yosef Alevi. And for all the Jews who need Yeshua, Hashem should protect them. You know, this is the week of Bikur Cholim. Hashem is visiting Avram Avinu, which we're going to get to in 1 minute. But first I want to start off with two Torahs from the Yisa Bracha. So this year we have the tremendous pleasure of learning. Instead of like last year, we're just thinking and dunking from different sperm. I thought we'd just like hone it down, focus on one chassidus, and that chassidus that Hashem brought me to was Majitz. There's different rabbis in Majitz, so I have the Yisa Bracha, and I also have a few Torahs from the Divrei Yisrael. So if you look inside on page Samach Gimel over here, it says the opening story of the parsha talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is visiting Avraham Avinu, and Rashi says that he visited him kelevakar zachom. He just got his bris milah. It was the third day, and we know, I'm not sure if anyone here remembers. I certainly don't remember the third day. Supposedly, the doctor's door is the hardest on the baby.
That's a true statement.
Right? It's the just true statement. Doctor, not only because the doctor, because also the Gemara says
that's been independently.
Yeah, verified. I'm sure. But also, they got it from the Gemara. You know, sometimes they say, oh, this guy, egg or the chicken, right? You know, the Gemara, yeah, 100%. But now they finally found, like, a source.
It's called pretest selection. It's like, if you think the third day is going to be the toughest.
Exactly, then you know.
For evidence.
Then you know. Exactly.
It's been shown.
Exactly. So, Mamash, a crazy thing. Hashem is talking to Avram, you know, and Avram says to Hashem, sorry, Hashem, got some guests here. Mm-hmm. Gotta go. All the best. You're talking to Hashem.
Yeah.
Talking to God. And you see a couple of Arabs. The Gemara says that they were Arabs. They weren't just like people with Rebbeim or even Jews. They were Arabs. Avram loved people so much, he brought them in. So the Gemara says, and if you look inside, Gedol achnasas orchem me'akavas pnei shechina. We see from here that greater is having guests in one's home than actually experiencing or being one with the shechina. We learn it from Avram Avinu. The question is, how did Avram Avinu know? It's not for now. Right? We learn it from Avram Avinu, but how did Avram Avinu know? Not for now. So the Moshe Rabbi asks, Lahavin, lama tiyeh gedol yoser? At the end of the day, why is it greater? Why is Hachnasas Orchem having guests, which I'm sure everyone here has been a guest or has guests on Shabbos, this and that? Why is that greater than talking to the Shechina, talking to Hashem, or you're leaving Hashem to talk to simple people? So he says an amazing idea. We're just going to read it outside just for time's sake. We start a little late. Says the Majid Rebbe, he says, when a person is involved one-on-one with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, with the Shechina is the Midah of Yira. Rebbe said, you know, in the Sifri, we actually say it on Seder night, Moro Gadol Zu Gilu Shechina. Moro refers to Shechina. Shechina refers to Yira. We know the fear, right? We know that. What's greater in one's Avodas Hashem? Fearing God or loving God. When your mother asks you to clean your room, or when your wife asks you to do something, you're doing it because you're scared of her, or you're doing it because you love her. Of course, Ava's greater. Says the Gemara in Sota, Godol ha'osem e'ava, yoser mein ha'osem e'yira. Greater is the one who acts out of love, great more, much more, than someone who acts out of fear. When someone has a guest over for Shabbos, is he doing that out of fear of the person? Well, if he's doing it out of fear, then he's probably not a real guest, and he's probably not doing it in the schar. Someone having a real guest, when Shlomo is inviting people over to his house, he's inviting people, his whole life was inviting people, or looking, searching for people. You're doing that because all your life is filled with love, right? Your Shlomo, Tzitzit, and Motzei Shabbos. So didn't they once ask, and you can tell me, Mr. Wax, they said, how do you have such a... You have no hate in your heart. So what did he say? He said, if I had two hearts, I could love people and I could hate people, but I only have one heart. I only have one heart, so I have to choose love. I'm sure you've heard that before. No?
It was in Poland.
Right? Oh, it was in Poland. It was in Poland. I think I saw it in Holy Brother. It sounds like that he's in Holy Brother. He's in the second or third page. Okay, I won't embarrass him in Poland. But end of the day, there you go. So you look inside. Says the Moshe to Rebbe. Says the Moshe to Rebbe, why did Avraham Avinu leave Hashem to talk to the guests? Because at the end of the day, he saw that experiencing one with Hashem, that was all coming from Midah of Yira. So fear, which is a nice level. There's something greater than fear. And that's something called love. And when you're loving and you're caring for other people, that actual trumps, no pun intended, that trumps the chiyuv of talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you actually look at the second idea, number two, the second idea is actually a different idea, the same Gemara. He says, at the end of the day, how could it be that having guests is greater than the Shekhinah? So you know what he says here? He says an amazing thing. He says that we always think that having Hachnasas Orchim, doing good things for other people, and having guests is only with food, and with physical things, and physical objects. But he says, you know, you could also have Hachnasas Orchim when it comes to spirituality. He says, at the end of the day, when Avraham Avinu was inviting him, his guests in, you know, he wasn't just inviting him to give him a good meal and some tongue, right? The Gemara says some tongue and some bread and some matzah, whatever it was. He was also inviting them for his ruchnius, right? This is a famous Gemara. I forgot what the Gemara is. That all the guests would want to pay Avraham Avinu for his hospitality. And Avraham says, I don't need your money. He's very, very rich. He says, you know, you should think. You want to thank me? Don't thank me. Thank the man upstairs. Yeah, thank Hashem. Oh, we learned this last year. Very good. The Gemara. I think maybe. He says, don't thank me. Thank Hashem. Says the Moshe to Rebbe, you want to know why greater Hachnasas Orchim greater than Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina? Because Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina is only on one level. That's only Ruchnius. How about Hachnasas Orchim? You're doing Gashmius, the physical things. You're getting them a good, nice meal. And you're doing Ruchnius. So at the end of the day, qualitatively and quantitatively, very fancy words. At the end of the day, that beats out, two beats one. So two ideas from the Moshe to Rebbe, why Davka Avraham left the Shechina. The first one is because Ava beats Yira. The second one is because he was able to do more. Ruchnius and Gashmius for the guests. And the third one, being part of the Shechina, that was just spiritual. That was just Ruchnius. I actually didn't print this out for you also, but I saw it later on after I did my printing, and I don't want to. I had parent-teacher conferences, so I didn't have time to print another one. But if you look in the Divrei Yisrael, you don't have it, but if you just listen closely, it says an amazing idea. The pasuk says, "V'hu yoshev pesach ha'ol," that he was waiting at the opening of the tent, right? "V'hu yoshev pesach ha'ol," and Rashi says there, why is he waiting at his tent? "L'arosim yesh over v'shav v'yachniyasil b'beiso." He said, maybe there's a passerby, and maybe someone will come in. By the way, you know who sent those three malachim? Hashem saw that he was having mamash tzar from not having guests, so Hashem sent them. That's not for now. Says the Rabbi Chizkiah of Kushmir, the Divrei Yisrael quotes, what does this mean, im yesh over v'shav, if there's someone passing by and returning, like we spoke about? He says, over comes from the lashon of veira, comes from sin. Avraham Avinu was looking for people who might have messed up in their life, who might have, you know, at the end of the day, they're looking for more, they're looking to be able to do tshuva. So what does this mean? Liros im yesh over v'shav yachnisil b'beisov. He was looking to see if maybe there is a Jew there, who lost his way, who needed a little chizuk, he needed to come to a Thursday night shiur, he needed to go to the mikvah a little bit before Shabbos. So what did Avraham Avinu? He waited at the beginning of his tent to be able to bring them in. Right? Sometimes people realize, look at me, why does Hashem want anything to do with me? I sinned. Says the Majid to Rebbe, says Rechiz of Kushmer, Liros im yesh over. He says, I wanted to see if there's someone maybe who needed a little chizuk. Bring him into my home, give him a little love, care about him, but tell him how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves him, even though he messed up. And end of the day, a Jew could always come back. And that's why it says Yesh over v'shav. Why it says over v'shav? It says it's maybe someone who might have messed up. A beautiful insight from Rabbi Chezkel of Kuzmin. All right, now we're moving on a little bit in the parsha. If we go to idea number 3, I don't even know which idea number 3 is. What page is it? Samach Dalet. The pasuk says, "Ru omed aleihem," and he was standing over them. Right. So this is also referring to by the Malachim. Right. Avram Avinu famously sees that the Malachim aren't eating. So what's going on over here?
Yeah.
So then what happened was that the Gemara says that they started to eat because that was the way of the world. Chazal Kuzmir says an unbelievable diach on the word omed. He says omed. If you look in the Gemara in Brachos, he says, I'm just reading it outside for time's sake. Gemara says in Brachos and Vav Amibes that amida refers to tefillah. Right? The Gemara omed refers to tefillah. Just he wasn't standing on them; he was davening for them. What did Abram think? Abram didn't think that Sarah was a bad cook. That's not why he wasn't thinking they weren't eating. He was worried that maybe they weren't feeling well. Maybe something was going on. Maybe they're having some colitis.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, what does it mean? Who omed aleihem? He was davening for them. Then they should feel good and they'll be able to eat. And that's why the pasuk says, "Vu omed aleihem, lahem l'teyav and l'achila." So they should be zocha and they should have a desire to eat. It's an amazing thing. You know, sometimes I go to my parents' house, and my grandmother does it all the time. She puts like a big spread, and it's like, it's not just about it's not for you. Like, I'm not hungry right now. But at the end of the day, you're eating for her. Because at the end of the day, she waits for you to come the whole year round. Even if you're not hungry, do it for her. Do it for the Maisa. I don't know how this connects here, but I just wanted to say that the opposite, that's where my mind went. You know, sometimes even if you're not hungry, if your mom bakes you something, you pretend like you're hungry. Just like the Malachim. But Avraham Avinu saw that they weren't eating. And what did he do? He made sure to daven for them that they should feel good. Taka, when you have colitis, which we spoke, I have colitis, Baruch Hashem, not all in check. But at the end of the day, sometimes you're hungry and sometimes you're really not hungry. So he saw that these malachim weren't hungry. He davened for them they should feel good, which is a very, very high thing. Now, how many of us wait till we go to be able to daven into shul 3 times a day? I would tell my students all the time. Davening is not 3 times a day. Davening is every second of your life, except in the bathroom. You can't daven in the bathroom.
I was once at the Parmishlan in Bnei Brak.
Oh.
And he gave over this amazing Torah. He said that it says we're about tshuvas things.
Makam malach tshuva in tzadik omdim. About tshuva. Oh, omen. Oh.
So what did he say?
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, what does it mean? It means that when a about tshuva finishes in this world,
yeah,
finishes in this world.
Oh.
But a tzaddik's energy is still moving.
Wow.
So
who omed?
Omed. No, about tshuva omed. He stands.
Right.
Yeah, at the end of days.
He's there.
But we know that the tzaddik's energy even gets stronger after the...
Oh, wow. Beautiful idea. Mamish.
It's right when you said omed.
Beautiful, beautiful. So we saw 2 ideas of the Majutzer. Then we saw the idea from Yechazel Kushmer if there was someone passing by. That was maybe someone who messed up. The 4th idea we just saw was that Avraham Avinu saw they weren't eating, so he was omed on them, he davened for them, he cared about them. Like, all these parshas are filled with caring for other people. It wasn't stand there, Shlomo.
No, like a waiter stands over.
Like a waiter stands. Oh, exactly. It stands and caring. I don't think it was stand there, Shlomo's yard says daka in these parshas of the mamash kfeling of Avos Yisrael and loving and caring. It's unbelievable. So the 5th idea is it says number 4. It's number 4 in your notes. But the 5th idea overall. So it says of Elokim Nisas Avram, that Hashem tested Avram. You know, famously, the Avram had 10 tests. Yeah. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. So it says here that Nes or Nisa doesn't come from the lashon of test. Nisa also comes from the lashon of the son Nis the Kabetz Kliusin. Right? We say in Shemon Esrei that there should be a miracle of an ingathering of all the Galuses. And if you look at 3 lines down, Rashi says, what did Avram Avinu call this place? He called it Hashem Yeroi. This should be the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be seen. Famously, we know the place where Avram did a Kedis Yitzchak was Har Bayis, right? It was the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Majlis Rebbe, an amazing Gematria. Says, if you look at the Gematria, Elokim Nisas Avram, I didn't actually do it, but I'm assuming it's correct, the Elokim Nisas Avram, that Hashem tested Avram, is exactly Gematria Beis HaMikdash. Because the ultimate, Avram's ultimate test was Dafka Akedas Yitzchak. And where did Akedas Yitzchak happen? It happened on the base, where the base of Midrash stands. So I thought maybe this is a very beautiful thing. I thought to say maybe, or like Rabbi Moshe Weinberger Shlita likes to say, when the Sam Rebbe was leaving Eretz Yisrael after the war, and all his chassidim came to him and said, Rebbe, where are we going to go for a bracha now that you're leaving? Where are we going to go? So he said, what did he say famously? He said, anyone who has numbers on their arm, who could be give just as good a bracha or probably even better bracha. So I thought to say, Taka, even though Hashem's not asking anyone to be able to do a Akedas Yitzchak nowadays, but Hashem is asking us to be able to do a little better. When He tests us from what we see, from what we watch, from how we talk, of how we respect each other, care for other people, that's our own Akedas Yitzchak. And when we overcome our Akedas Yitzchak, what do we build? We build a Beis HaMikdash, or bring the Beis HaMikdash to Boca Raton. How do I know that? Elokim nisas Avram, the test that Hashem tested Avram.
We
can all
go to Yerushalayim.
And we should all be Zohar to Yerushalayim. No, we're not bringing the Beis HaMikdash to Boca. But I'm saying right now, if the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, it's not, at the end of the day, when you overcome that test, you're putting another stone on the Beis HaMikdash. We're becoming a Shtikl Avram Avinu. It's such an important idea. And I saw for the sixth idea, you don't have this. Now we're getting to seven, because seven is Shabbos. The sixth idea, right, that was five, this is six. The sixth idea, it says, Vayaris HaMalkam Mirachal. He saw the place from afar. Right? Famously, that he saw that was going to be the place where he's going to do Akedas Yitzchak. So, the Divrei Yisrael quotes again Rav Chisda of Kashmir. And he says, what does this mean, HaMalkam? Malkam refers to place, but Malkam also refers to Baruch HaMalkam Baruch Hu. HaMalkam also refers to Hashem. Vayar, HaMalkam Mirachal. What does it mean? He saw that he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Akedah Haya Rachav Mimenu, he thought that maybe the Akedah would be too big for me. Ki'ilu yada shizchus Akedah yamo lezaro ad olam layanis ninis kukach. So what happened? Says the Majid to Rebbe, an incredible thing. I'm trying to make sure I get it right here. He didn't think that the Akedah Sitka was so great. Because he saw down the line, he thought that it was great. Because if he didn't realize it would be so great, if he knew how great the Akedah was, right? We know that we're still getting points from that decision that he made. It wouldn't have been such an nisayon. Ela lo yada shemechuven rak asav b'tmimus b'lishutam. And that's how he reads it back in. Beautiful. Vayaras hamalkam mirachav means that he saw Hashem that was very far from him. How could Hashem give me this test? If he knew, says the Rechuzkul of Kushmir, if he knew how many points the Jewish people would be getting from it, it wouldn't be, I'm just saying points, because that's, if he knew how much tzchar his children would be getting, it wouldn't be a test. So what does this mean? Vayaras hamalkam mirachav, he saw Hashem very far away. You could also say that he saw Hashem that it would be very good for his children. That it would be very good. But he says no. He says at the end of the day, he said, how could Hashem ask me to do this? But at the end of the day, if Hashem's asking me to do it, I'm going to do it because Hashem's asking me. It doesn't matter if I have reasons, if it doesn't matter if I have any tainas. At the end of the day, I'm going to do it because I'm going to do it. That's what's right. And finally, this gets to our seventh final idea in the footnote, in the sheets, but our seventh idea overall. If you go to the last page, it says, "Ki barech averechacha." I'm gonna, and when you will be blessed, I will bless you. And Rashi says, "Achas la'av, the achas la'ben." So it was basically one bracha for the father, one bracha for the son. And he says that Avram Yitzchak is gematria two times baruch. Right? But heyei bracha, when Hashem gave Avram the bracha that he's going to be a bracha, and then Avram gave him that bracha to Yitzchak, that every single person is a bracha in their own way. Avram is a bracha in his own way; he serves Hashem out of chesed. Yitzchak refers; he represents Yira. He serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu in his way. But they're both blessed. They're both blessed. They're both brachas. They're both brachas in their own way. And Avram Yitzchak is two times baruch. So that's just a very very interesting remez. So at the end of the day, we're learning a lot of chassidish of Vortlach. Not just to be able to say nice little things, but be able to get closer to Hashem. I saw it's the Chazon Ish's yahrzeit tomorrow night on Shabbos, the day before the day before Shlomo's yahrzeit. So it says over here in my sefer Chassidus al Yona, basically the different collecting things from different people. So it says here the Chazon Ish loved hearing tzaddikim talk about especially Chassidus of Vortlach, because at the end of the day he said they were so sweet on their lips. It wasn't just something that they said. Something that really came from their heart. Something that they came from their soul. When we're learning Yisa Bracha, we're learning Divrei Yisrael, when we're learning something from Rav Shlomo, seeing the Chemdas Yamim, something comes from the heart. And something about Avodas Hashem, especially nowadays, There's a big fire. There's a big fire. People are looking for more. And Gemara is great, and learning Halacha is great, and it's all great. At the end of the day, there are thirsty Jews out there. The Jews who are looking for a little more. A little more of I'm not saying not learn Gemara. I learn Gemara every day, Baruch Hashem, it's very, very important. To be able to learn a little Chassidus, to be able to learn a little Reb Shlomo, to learn a little Majitz, a little Lubavitch, a little Chabad.
At the end of the day, it'll be like Avram.
Exactly. To be able to return, to be able to do that. It's so, so important. So just before we say a quick story, I just want to review the seven ideas very quickly. We saw, well, I'll start off with the two ideas of why Hachnasas Orchim was greater than receiving the Shechina. The first idea we said is because love is greater than fear. Right? Fear refers to the Shechina. It was one, more God is Zugi the Shechina. At the end of the day, Ava beats out Yira. The second idea that we said on that Gemara was that a person can do a Hachnasas Orchim not only in Gashmis and food, and nice potato globules and shulin. You give a nice Dvar Torah, you have a nice Shal Shiris, that's also. So two against one, Kibbutz Shechina Shechina is only Ruchnias. There's no Gashmis there. Beautiful. Then we went on to the Divya Yisrael, quote the Divya Yisrael, of Kushmir. What does it mean that he was sitting on his tent, and Rashi says that if there was going to be someone passing by, Yimesh over of a Shavlo. If there are Jews who needed a little chizik, Avram was the one bringing him to his tent. He wasn't pushing them away. He was giving them encouragement. Sometimes in our life, sometimes we all mess up. We have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also giving us encouragement to be able to return, to be able to come back to him. The fourth idea that we said we saw from the back to the Yisra Bracha, I'm like flipping back and forth here, I'm getting a little confused. We saw the Yisra Bracha said that V'hu Omed Aleim, he was waiting upon them. He's standing on next to me. He saw they weren't eating. So what did he do? Omed Adashon Tefillah. He was davening that they should feel good, that they should have a desire for food. The fifth idea we saw was about the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'alokim Nisas Avram. It's Gematria Beis HaMikdash. When a Jew passes his test, you bring a little Beis HaMikdash to you. That's why, right, we're the children of Avram. We have 10 tests, just like Avram had 10 tests. Alokim Nisas Avram. The sixth idea we said from Yechus of Kushmir, he didn't know all the schusim that the Klai Yisrael would get from that kid. If he only knew, he would have done it. Wouldn't have been, but he did it out of pure emuna, pure faith. And the seventh idea is two times baruch. To know that everyone is blessed in the Jewish people in their own way. So we should be zochah b'ez Hashem. Just to end off with one story, just a story that came to my mind. Rav Amiger always says when a story comes to your mind when you're talking to someone or giving or learning together, you should say it. So he said that there was a time in his life, my Rabbi Rav Weinberger, he was going through a very hard time. I think we spoke about this once. And he went to go see the Lubavitcher Rebbe in 770. So he knocks on the door, there's like a million people there. It's very, very hard to get in. But someone told him, like, the Rebbe's going to be going outside in Brooklyn, in Crown Heights. He'll be going for Mincha like 2:30. So go outside, maybe you'll try to get over there. So what happened? He's like 2:28, it's like no one there. Uh-huh. He thought he was going to get right to the front. What happened? 2:29. Next thing you know, Klai Yisrael comes out of nowhere from every nook and cranny in Crown Heights. And he's like, he got pushed to the back, like he's pushing up to the front. You know, like at a concert, he's trying to get to the front. And finally, the Rebbe passes by. He says, he's saying Shalom Aleichem to everyone. And then he comes back to my Rebbe Rav Weinberger, and he does one thing to him. Just goes like this, gives him like a nice fist pump. Just gives him like that. He said, the Rebbe didn't say one word to me. He just looked at me straight in the face. Just put his arm in the air, and he said, my Rebbe Rav Weinberger said that Shabbos. He said that little fist bump from the Rebbe has been getting me chizik for the past 40 years. That's what he said. The past 40 years. Hashem should bless us to be able to get chizik from all the tzaddikim, from Reb Shlomo, from the Yisra Bracha, from Divrei Yisrael, from Rav Weinberger, from the Lavitch Rebbe, who should be zochet to always be able to live by the words of the holy tzaddikim, to always be encouraged by the tzaddikim, and when we live with the advice of the tzaddikim, we get close to Hashem every single day in our lives as Hashem. Amen.